And I am joined now on the line by the leader of St Albans District Council, Chris White, who is also a councillor for the Central and Clarence Ward and is on the County Council as the Vice Chair of the Health Scrutiny Committee. Chris, welcome to Radio Verulam.
Pleased to be with you.
Now, primarily today, we are here to talk about the decision of the West Hearts Hospital Trust and the Clinical Commissioning Group recently on October the 1st, which was to select a short list of options to present to the Treasury to seek funding for hospital improvements. The options that they agreed to on the short list are essentially variations of a plan which was proposed way back in, I think, 2019 to radically overhaul the emergency care in Watford General Hospital and then improve facilities for planned care at Hemel Hempstead and, of course, St Albans City Hospital. Can I just take you back to that original strategic decision? What was the role of St Albans District Council in making that decision or influencing or providing input to it?
Well, we had a debate about it and we looked at it and we formed a view. The view is that in an ideal world, a single Greenfield site hospital would be our preference, but the ideal world doesn't exist. At that time, the only option, and it hasn't much changed actually, the only option is a significant rebuild of Watford General, as well as significant investment in St Albans and Hemel Hempstead, particularly with St Albans, making it an elective care specialist hospital, concentrating on cancer care.
And the decision which was taken recently to shortlist six options, essentially different variations of that original theme, that's still something which you think is the only viable option to go forward with?
It's not the only viable option. It's the only option we're being offered. There is additional money, which would lead to an even greater reconstruction in Watford. I mean, essentially, nearly all of it would be replaced on-site, on the existing car park, in fact, which would have a rapid turnaround. But to get an all-singing-all-dancing new Greenfield site is another £100 million, and that is not what's being offered, and is very unlikely to be offered. I mean, we have the COVID crisis. Government's more in debt than I think it's ever been in history. So we are in some ways lucky, if that's the right word, even still to be having a conversation.
So there was some talk that the budget had actually been increased, obviously before COVID became an issue, up to something like £590 million. You don't think that £590 million would still be on the table for a larger scale project?
Well, it's not enough for the larger scale project. That's the first thing. And £100 million is a big stretch, I think, by any standard. But the other thing is, now, rightly or wrongly, the government's put in a deadline. The whole thing's got to be finished, not started, finished by 2025. And therefore, finding new sites, battling through planning permissions, and so forth, and indeed additional works, particularly on one of the sites, which I know some people favour, is not going to be done by the end of 2025. And the consequence of that, I mean, is absolutely catastrophic. If we essentially turn this down, whether or not you agree with the money or whether or not you agree with the timetable, it means we're right at the back of the queue again. And how long have we got to wait? Another 10 years? We've missed the boat too many times, in my view. And I don't want to look people in St Albans in the face and say, yeah, I turned down the good because I was going for the best. That's not how one lives one's life. We all would like to live in a bigger house, but it's not possible.
So the announcement which was made on the 1st of October, which was made, as I say, by the West Hearts Hospital Trust and the Clinical Commissioning Group, says that they've agreed a short list of options, and the options range from doing nothing to building a brand new unit on the site at current Watford General Hospital. The decision has attracted a certain amount of criticism, especially from people who don't live in or around Watford, who think that perhaps the option of the Greenfield site or improving hospital facilities closer to St Albans wasn't considered as an option within that decision-making process. Do you think that's a fair point, or was the decision made a long time ago to focus on Watford?
What was facing the Trust and the Clinical Commissioning Group was whether to continue an enhanced version of what they were already doing, or to try something else. And I mentioned that the timescale and the money was key. The papers certainly looked at these other sites, but they were massively problematic. And the closer you got to St Albans, the more unlikely they were. It was weird. One was on a site which has caused a nightmare for the district council in terms of the local plan, where the government's made it very clear that it's sticking with its rail freight terminal, and don't you dare suggest otherwise. That's a write-off from the word go. The other was building on a motorway junction. Now, leaving aside whether it's a good place to build a care facility, which is very questionable given pollution and noise, that would have required the reconstruction of a significant junction on the M25. And that's a conversation, I think, that's just been going on for at least 6 years. Construction projects of that size don't come easy. It wasn't one of the things that the government was offering, is currently offering. And so we could end up with saying, yeah, we'll spend it there. And could we have not only another 100 million, but also the tens of millions, if not 100 million, to rebuild a motorway junction? It's not realistic. It's not.
And the other criticism which the decision has attracted is that the original strategic choice was approved by central government subject to public consultation. And the criticism which has been raised at the decision made on the 1st of October was that the public were given very little opportunity, perhaps only a week to 10 days, to provide their feelings on the shortlist options which were arrived at. Do you think that's a fair criticism, given the timescales that this project has been working on?
I mean, that probably is a fair criticism. I'm not entirely sure there was a lot of leeway. And the trouble is the trust is being rushed into this with this 2025 deadline and had to turn the whole thing around pretty sharp. It's basically got to get into the spending round, which is at the end of this year, beginning of next year. So the amount of consultation was limited, the sample sizes were very, very low, and it certainly didn't set the public debate going. I mean, I've only had, I think, half a dozen emails about it. I've had more from a single street which didn't like a parking suggestion. And I think the waters were being muddled by suggesting that there were alternatives. One of the things that worried me about some of the correspondence I got was not recognising changes that had already happened. I mean, certainly a couple of residents, not from my division or ward, but a couple of residents saying, well, you can't get to Watford on a match day. Well, this new road that's been built, and it's been in commission for about 3 years, which has made all the difference. That particular problem is no longer there. And so some of the things being put in front of the public by campaigners were simply out of date and inaccurate, which I think is really unfortunate.
So do you think that the decision to focus on a shortlist of six options, variations on the same theme essentially, is pragmatically the only opportunity that we've got to see a new hospital facility being built in the area?
It's the only one, and I'm sorry to say that. And you can blame the government, but the government's got to take decisions with our money ultimately. But it's a pity that there couldn't be significant money on top of that, given how long we've waited. But that isn't the case. I don't want to give the impression, however, that this is a real, a poor second best. To have a brand new hospital within blue light distance, and that's what we're talking about for my residents, it's whether you can get there in a hurry, is a real prize, particularly when it's linked to the enhancement. I mean, 20 million quid between Hemel and St Albans is a lot of money for hospitals which don't need the reconstruction that Watford General does. So it's an exciting deal.
And you mentioned earlier on that the government is obviously going to be more in debt than it has ever been before, and there'll be more constraints on spending. Do you think there's a danger that the commitment to proceed with the investment in health facilities will be withdrawn as a result of that? Do you think there's an opportunity we may lose what has been promised?
There's always that opportunity. There's always that prospect, I guess. But I mean, it's idle speculation. We won't know until we've got there. But one thing which will make it absolutely certain that it'll be withdrawn is if you say, actually, that's not good enough. Give us more money, otherwise we're not interested. That is definite.